Good evening, Coastline Church family. So good to be joining you this evening, and missed you guys on Sunday. Having said that, the Lord certainly blessed my and my family's time. I was able to bring my family with me down at Calvary Chapel, Lebanon, as I got to fellowship with that crew and share the word with them. And it was an awesome time, a church that definitely reminds me of our own, and a like-minded pastor. It's just focused on making Jesus known to the community and wanting to know him himself at an even deeper level. So really blessed time down there. And I know that you guys were most certainly blessed because I got to listen to Michael's teaching on the way home. And man, I was just so stoked, not only because it was such a good reminder of just enduring and why we endure through the hard things, but also because it was like the opening verse that I have been has been stirring in my heart over the last couple of weeks for what I'm going to teach this coming Sunday. But like, I was going to open that teaching with that very, very same verse that he so expertly broke down. And so I don't have to spend a bunch of time on that now. But having said that, it was just more evidence to me that the Holy Spirit is kind of speaking a specific word to our church right now. So I'm really excited to share that on Sunday, but you're going to have to wait till that to hear that. Tonight, I just want to reiterate, in a sense, exhort, encourage you guys in something that you are doing, not something that per se you need to be done. Maybe some people are still growing in this, but having said that, as a church as a whole, we're kind of doing this thing that we see in Scripture, and there's fruit evident all around from it. And so as we kind of proceed into this next season, I always look at September as kind of this next season as the school year starts, just a kind of reiteration on why we're doing these home churches and what we're seeing happening as a result of those home churches, and why we want to keep pursuing fellowship. Ultimately, that's the goal of these home churches. And so I'm going to be in a familiar passage today. It is like, if people ask us, what is our philosophy of ministry at Coastline Christian Fellowship, ever since I've been here and as long as I'm here, this is our philosophy of ministry, and that's Acts 2:42. We just look at what the early church did to seek Jesus, to follow Jesus, and we want to follow that same example. And what we see in Acts 2:42 is that they were devoted, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And then we see these results that come out of that, all right? So let me pray one more time pray for the word, and then we'll kind of break this down just briefly before we kind of talk about what home churches are going to look like in the upcoming season. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you so much again for your word and the example it is to us. We know that there's nothing new under the sun. So what the early believers did to stay close to you, to be able to be in tune with your will, to be able to be used by you in a mighty way, to know you, the same things that we need to be devoted to. It doesn't change. There's no, those principles that we see then are the same principles we want to follow now in your church. And so, Lord, we're thankful for the guidance you've given us in your word. And Lord, as we follow these examples, we see the same things happening in our own lives, the fruit, if you will. And we want to be fruit. We want to see fruit because it's evidence of you. It's seeing your glory. It's you doing it. And we know you want us to be fruitful. So, Father, as we pursue these things, we ask for your help in doing them, because when we lack these things, we want you to make us aware and give us that that nudge to not only be those that hear the word, but put our faith into action and do it so that we can experience the blessing you have for us. But also, Lord, just that we can be those that encourage one another in doing these things. You said that as your return drew near, that we shouldn't forsake gathering together, so that we could motivate, so that we could encourage each other in the hope that we have in you. And so, Lord, we see your return drawing near, and we know all the more we need to be encouraging and motivating each other. And you said that would happen through being together. So we don't want to forsake that. So Lord, be with us in this time. Be with the home churches as they gather tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So we see the early church devoted to four things. And I'm just going to talk about one of those things because, like I said, ever since I've been here, this is our heart, to be devoted to these same things. And throughout the years, there's different things that I think that the Lord has kind of stirred us to not focus more so on one thing than the other, but just areas of growth that I believe the Lord's told us, you know, He wants us to grow in these things. And we're always going to be growing until we're with Jesus again. We're never going to be perfect. It's not like we're ever going to, I've attained perfection in prayer. It's not going to happen. We're always have room for growth. But having said that, there are those seasons where the Lord's like specifically working on something in particular. And I've felt since, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years where the Lord called me into this place to shepherd this church, one of those areas of specific focus was fellowship. Because it seemed that it was lacking that, you know, where, you know, some, you know, we get together on Sundays, but by and far we weren't kind of doing life together. We weren't gathering every day or seeing each other and hanging out throughout the week as much as we should, as much as we see the early church who were doing that daily. And so there was just this kind of desire that I believe the Holy Spirit put on me to kind of, you know, seek the Lord and how to best do that. And then, coming out of COVID, it provided this opportunity to kind of move our Thursday night thing, which traditionally was always kind of another Bible study out here, to more of a home church gathering where we would gather together in our homes and just hang out, eat together, pray together, watch a teaching and talk about it together. And the result of that is what I've seen is basically the same fruit or the same results that we see of the early church devoting themselves to the four things that we see right here. And I'm going to go through those things briefly and just kind of tell you what I've seen, what I've observed. And I'm assuming that a lot of you guys have observed these same things. You probably have testimonies of your life, but sometimes it's always easier to kind of look at these things from the outside. And I'm seeing these things. I want to exhort you guys to keep doing what you're doing because of that. So, going on to the next verse in verse 43, you know, as they devoted, again, devoted meaning that these were a priority in their lives. The word of God was a priority in their lives. Fellowship with each other, hanging out together, breaking a bread or communion or having meals together, remembering the cross, remembering Jesus, focusing on Jesus, and then praying prayers. But it says in verse 43, the first thing that came out of that is an awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. So the first thing that came out of that was basically the Holy Spirit was moving, okay? Or they were Spirit-filled people. And it is just, maybe you guys know the same thing, but the Holy Spirit moving like every week in church is just so apparent to me. Like, we know that the Spirit moves through the Word, as we saw in the book of Acts. And so in some way, the Holy Spirit is always moving, but there's these visible manifestations of the Spirit. Like it seems like every week where people are just, you know, getting saved, or people have specific things going on in their lives. And like I had a sister tell me a couple weeks ago when I was teaching, like that the Lord had woken her up in the middle of the night and given her a specific word, and she had no idea what that word meant until my teaching, because I repeated the exact same thing. As far as just like looking up, like she heard the words look up in regards to like looking up and like seeing like the fields, the harvest is ripe, and that we need to be intentional about seeing what the Lord has put in front of us to be faithful with it. And she's like, that was the Lord's word for me. And so, you know, just instances of that where things are happening, even with the teachings just kind of lining up, you know, like in being like Michael's teaching lining up with what I'm teaching next week, and or my teaching a couple weeks ago lining up with the testimonies by Marnie and Justin. Those aren't coincidental. That's the Holy Spirit moving. And you probably have instances of that in your own personal walks with each other. The more we hang out with each other, the more opportunity there is for the Holy Spirit to move. And us to see it, what gets us excited, because it produces faith. Like, wow, God is really real and He's active in my life and He wants to be working in me and through me. And so we see that. We see the Holy Spirit moving in His church, okay? Now, the next thing that we see is generosity in unity. In verse 44, the second thing we see come out of them being devoted to these four things is unity. It says, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. Some of your translations probably say like they were of the same mind. They were doing life together. They had the same focus. It was Jesus. And they were just unified in that. And I see that as well in our church. It really blesses me because it's something I've been praying for, because especially this last year and a half, there's always reasons to divide in this world. And we have that tendency as people in our flesh to want to divide over things. But especially in this last year and a half, man, the enemy's working double time in creating division in this world. But that division has no business in God's church. At least for the things that we're unified in, as far as the truths of God's word and focusing on Jesus, all those secondary things that aren't necessarily black and white, we can have, there's room to have an opinion on it, but we don't need to throw that opinion on other people or divide over those things. And overwhelmingly, I've been so blessed to see that there has been unity in this church as a whole, as we've just strived to keep the main thing, because as I've said before, no matter what's going on in the world, we know God is still moving. His plan is still happening. Nothing's thwarting that. And our focus is still the same. Our mission never changes, and that is to know Jesus and make him known. And so we've been unified on that, and we can, we'll continue to be unified no matter what's happening in this world. Again, and that's a fruit of being devoted to these four things, unity. And it's certainly having fellowship and hanging out together creates that unity, because it creates opportunity not only for the Spirit to move, but also for the Spirit to unify our hearts together as we focus on Jesus, okay? Now, the third thing that we see is generosity. In verse 45, it says, "And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need." So in this context of this, basically you had all these new believers from other places that were kind of staying in Jerusalem. And so it was a unique situation. But having said that, through them devoting themselves to Jesus, they reflected Jesus's generosity, if you will. When we talk about generosity, that's a characteristic of God, because he just gives his grace upon grace to you, his favor upon favor. So when we're walking in the Spirit, generosity is something God produces in us. And when you hang out with other believers and you get to know them and you inevitably care about them and you know what's going on in their life, it provides opportunities for the Holy Spirit to lead you in being generous to them when you see a need, whether that's with your time, whether that's with your finances, whether that's with practically helping them in something. And so I've seen that in our church as well. When people are hurting and they need someone there to comfort them, or when they're hurting in some other way, they need help with something, and people just dropping what they're doing, like, "I'm there, I'll help you move," or "I'll help you with this." You know, like just this generosity with time, with finances, with effort, whatever it might be. And again, that comes out of fellowshipping with one another, among the other things that they were devoted to, all right? Fourth thing we see is a heart of thankfulness. Verse 46, it says, "And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." All right. So the verse 46, I got into verse 47 there, but verse 46, where it says day by day, they were attending the temple together and breaking bread. So they were meeting often, right? Doing life together often, worshiping Jesus together often. They received their food with glad and generous hearts. So there was a thankfulness in them. And I see that in us overall too, even though despite there's a whole lot of uncomfortable things happening in the world, especially in this last year and a half, that would make you not want to be thankful that you're having to go through them. But because we're together, because we're motivating each other, because we're encouraging each other, because our focus is on Jesus, who gives us every reason to be thankful, knowing that we're not citizens of this world, we're citizens of heaven, we're a part of his kingdom, and he's coming back to get us soon. And so, you know, none of that's being affected, our eternity, our inheritance, and so this world can just take everything it has because it's going to burn away. You know, like keeping that focus on the main thing is what allows you to keep a thankful heart, even in the midst of things that are uncomfortable and that you wouldn't want to go through. Like Michael was talking about suffering. It's having that right perspective, and we'll talk about that more on Sunday. But I see a heart of thankfulness in our church, in our people, because of just, again, just that keeping that focus through fellowshipping with each other and reminding each other that the day of the Lord is drawing near, and we need to stay on task. You know, we need to keep our focus where it should be. So, and then the last thing, where it says praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who are being saved. Basically fruitfulness. That's the fifth thing. The Spirit was moving. There was unity. There's generosity. There was thankfulness. And then there was fruitfulness. And I don't know about you, like I keep saying this every week because it keeps surprising me a little bit, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised because like I said, like our hearts just to be devoted to these things, and this is what happens. But like the Lord is being fruitful right now, or allowing our church to be fruitful in that it's like I see new people every day. We have people getting saved. We have people that haven't gone to church for years and they're searching for answers. And we have people that are hurting with hard things like addiction and they're searching for answers, or they're dying of diseases like cancer and they're searching for answers and they're coming to the right place. They're coming to look for answers from God, and Jesus is that answer for them. And so, that again, just like the Lord was adding to their number day by day, they didn't have to do anything. They were just devoted to these things, devoted to Jesus, devoted to each other, and it allowed for God to work through that and draw people to himself, just like Jesus said. He'd use the cross to draw all people to himself, and he kept adding to the church, and that's what we see happening right now, even to the home groups. I mean, here's the thing. One of the things I'm going to ask you guys is to pray about opening your home to a home church in this next season, because our home churches have been so fruitful that they're exploding. Where they started out with just kind of like one or two couples going to them, now they're just like filled to the brim, even with people from other churches coming to our home churches, which, I mean, we're all extended family of God, right? And I would always encourage people to like make sure that your immediate family in God, the church you go to, is your priority. You don't want to neglect that because those are the people you're doing life with. But I mean, we're most certainly not going to turn anyone away that wants to come in fellowship. And the reason they're there, honestly, is because they see Jesus. They see the authenticity, you know, and they smell the aroma of Christ, and that's what they want to be there. And that's totally cool. But having said that, we need more people to open up their homes so that we can get back to healthy numbers. Ideally, I would say like, you know, like 10 to, around 10, maybe 10 to 20 max is the ideal number for a home church, because you want to be able to have fellowship with people. And if it gets bigger than that, it gets really difficult to get to know people and talk to everyone. It becomes like a church service, like on Sunday, which it can be hard to do that. So, you know, we're asking that you pray and you seek the Lord And if that's something you'd be willing to do, the commitment would be 2 to 3 times a month, because the first Thursday of the month is always going to be our seek night, where we gather at the church together and we come in fasting and we spend a night praying and worshiping and just being in the presence of the Lord, letting him lead us, enjoying our time with him, and then breaking that fast with a meal. And then the last Thursday of the month is always going to be our signs of the times discussion, where we kind of look at things having to do with the things the Bible says would happen as we got nearer to Jesus's return. But in between that, which will more often than not be 2 Thursdays, sometimes maybe 3, you would open your home to inviting people over, whether that's just one other family or a couple other families. You know, there's no unsuccessful home church number. It's like whatever the Lord wants to do. And you would decide, you know, on whether you want to have a meal together or whether you just want to have dessert and coffee, or, you know, that's up to the hosts to decide all that, what time it starts, what time it ends. But basically you would gather together. And what we're going to do differently in this next season, starting next Thursday, is instead of having a live teaching to watch, we're going to try having a discussion about the previous teaching on Sunday. So, for instance, like this coming up Sunday, I'll come up with an outline with some discussion questions or points from the sermon on Sunday that are relatable, like to help us relate the teaching to our lives, how it practically applies to us. And I'll give that to the home church leaders, and they will lead the home church through a discussion. But other than that, the home church is basically like how it looks format-wise is up to the hosts and the leaders. And so each one might be a little different for that reason. But having said that, that's what you're committing to, and we'd ask you to pray about that, okay? And if the Lord leads you, let us know. Reach out to us. We've got a sign-up sheet at the info table. You can sign up, and we'll follow up with you. And really just expecting the Lord to continue to grow this work that, you know, again, we're devoted to because the early church was devoted to just this fellowship. And he's just continuing to add to it. And there's so much fruit coming out of it. And we just like Jesus wants us to be fruitful, it says that's God's intent for us. We want to experience that fruit. So I encourage you guys, pray about that and let us know if you'd like to partake in that. And then for the rest of the groups, for the people that are partaking in home churches already, I just want to, again, exhort you. You are following the Lord. You are doing what he wants, and he is doing a great work through that. And keep doing that, all right? And I'm going to encourage you guys in your home churches tonight to just, as a follow-up, when you guys have your discussion, why don't you share with each other, like, something that the Lord has done through you being part of the home church, something that has blessed you, or something that a prayer he's answered, whatever it might be. Just share one thing, each of you, how you've experienced the Lord through, you know, devoting yourself to a home church. And then for anyone that's watching this that has chosen not to participate in kind of a home church, I would just ask you, you know, first, try to think of the reason why you're not doing it, and then bring that reason before God and ask him, is this a good reason not to do it? Because, you know, I mean, certainly some of us have schedules or whatnot that make it difficult, but sometimes we can also let those things become an excuse from doing something that the Lord wants to bless us in. And so it's always good to bring those things before the Lord and go like, am I not partaking in this for the right reason, or am I just kind of making an excuse because, you know, like I think I'm too busy or I'm too tired, when really, you know, that's just the enemy or my flesh trying to rob me of a blessing God wants. So I'd encourage you guys to do that too, because again, I really sense the Lord wanting to grow, continue to grow us this in this fellowship as a church as a whole, and all of us partaking in it, and experiencing these fruits, these results that we're seeing here, that we see here in the early church, that we're seeing in our church, and that he wants us all to be a part of. So, God bless you guys. Have a great evening. Totally stoked for Sunday. I really sense it's a word from the Lord for us going into this next season, something to hold on to as we continue to grow nearer to his return and we go through the things that are happening in the world. So make sure you're there or you tune in online and you don't miss out on it. God bless you guys.